Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says he still needs to consult with the other legislative leaders before he can set a date to vote on a replacement for former Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. That is to serve out the remainder of that term, which ends on December 31st. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more from Albany.
Hastie was noncommittal about when the legislature will appoint a successor to Schneiderman. The Assembly Speaker says he needs to consult with the other legislative leaders first.
Probably have to get a report back from the four chairs. I'm sure the Senate has to do that as well. When we come back on Tuesday, we'll talk to the members and see what they want to do.
Schneiderman resigned May 8th over allegations reported in the New Yorker magazine that he physically abused several women that he dated. Schneiderman denies the accusations, saying he was engaging in consensual role-playing with the women. Hastie spoke before an upstate tour that began at the My Sign Museum in Schenectady. He says he'll follow the lead of his rank-and-file Democratic members on the timing of the vote.
If we come back and the members feel comfortable that they want to vote someone in, we'll do that. If they want to wait, we'll wait. There's no final determination.
But other sources say a vote is likely on Tuesday. The party nominating conventions for statewide offices, including attorney general, begin that night. The favored candidate for the post, acting Attorney General and former State Solicitor General Barbara Underwood, has said she does not want to campaign for the office. Underwood, who was interviewed by lawmakers earlier in the week, along with 11 other candidates, says she'd be happy to serve out the remainder of the current term and let others run for election in November for the term that begins January 1st.
I intend to continue the work that the office has been doing. I intend to bring cases or continue cases where the evidence and the law support it. I think that's the job of Attorney General, and I intend to do that to the best of my ability.
Republicans who lead the state Senate favor Underwood, as does Governor Andrew Cuomo, who originally appointed her to the job as Solicitor General. They say she is well positioned to run the office and will minimize any potential political conflicts, since she would not campaign before the voters for the seat. Democrats in the Assembly, though, have the largest number of members in the legislature and so could sway the vote to a candidate they favor. Speaker Hastie has not indicated who he backs. But Assembly Codes Committee Chair Joe Lentol, who led the interviews for the post, says Underwood is qualified, but nothing is predetermined.
Criteria is easy. Somebody who's qualified, somebody who can do the job, somebody who's up to the task, who wants the job and has the kind of credentials that we deem necessary to be the Attorney General of the state of New York.
Even if Underwood is not picked, the legislature's choice to run the Attorney General's office may not be in the post after the end of the year anyway. That's because the likely frontrunners to win election have not applied for the legislative appointment. They include New York City Public Advocate Tish James, who announced her candidacy Wednesday, Hudson Valley Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, and former U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, who has not ruled out a run. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.